300. Rick, a biblical message, understandable reflection to April 2025. Proverbs 7, chapter 17, verses 17 to 19. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man devoid of understanding shakes hands in a pledge, and becomes surety for his friend. He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. Reflection. Greetings, precious soul. Do you have relationships strong enough to withstand any storm? And how do you handle responsibilities and conflicts? In Proverbs chapter 17, verses 17 to 19, we find three valuable lessons about friendships, responsibility, and humility that help us live well with others and with God. God, as a wise teacher, encourages us in the Bible to seek true, steadfast relationships. In Proverbs chapter 17, verses 17, we read, a friend loves all at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. This verse teaches us the great value of a true friend, not just a friend who stays close in good times, but one who remains faithful even in difficult moments. Jesus is the best example of this love. He gave his life for us, even when we are still in sin. This is true friendships. A love that does not change, but endures even in the darkest times. In verse 18, the Bible says, a man devoid of understanding shakes hands in a pledge and becomes surety for his friend. Be careful with promises and commitments. Sometimes in our kindness or impulsiveness, we make promise without considering the consequence. Where true friendships is patient and wise, recklessness can be harmful. If you quickly take responsibility for others, it may bring heavy burdens later. Wisdom is needed to make sound decisions. Jesus teaches, but let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. We read that in Matthew chapter 5, verses 37. Verse 19 warns us about the dangers of conflict and pride. He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. It is dangerous for your soul to always seek conflict and argument or to live in pride. Those who always want to be right or place themselves above others will eventually fall. Pride opens the door to greater loss and harm. As followers of Christ, we seek humility, not pride, for what is where blessing is found. As we learn in Reflection 285, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. We read that in Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18. How can we apply this to our lives? Do not seek friends who are only there in good times, but those who stand with you in hardship. Think carefully before making promises, and be cautious with commitments. And above all, be humble and seek peace. The true friend is not proud or quarrelsome, but always strive for what is right and good in God's eyes. The one who lives according to God's will is not proud of seeking conflict, but always pursues what is right and good in his sight. May God's grace help us apply these lessons to our lives, so that we live as Jesus showed us, with love, wisdom, and humility. This is given to us through the fruit of the Spirit. We read that in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22. Prayer. Lord, thank you for the friendship and family bonds you have given us. Thank you that you are our Father and that we have a brother, your only begotten Son, who has gone before us. Help us to be faithful in our relationships, especially in difficult times, just as you, the Trinity God, are always faithful. Give us wisdom to make sound decisions and not be led by impulsivity or pride. Teach us humility and to seek peace, not conflict or strife. May we always pursue what is good and right in your eyes. Give us the strength to walk in love, wisdom, and humility, just as Jesus showed us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.